following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi.
This is Wilson
Wednesday
night.
And Wilson Wednesday night.
We are going to be photobombed. Come on in, guys.
Yeah.
And get ready to answer
Wilson
a question.
Night.
Oh. Hi, guys. Oh, she's out. She's out. You know
just,
who won't leave? This one right here.
This one right here.
Yeah. Jack, the theme for the video is, when was a time that you experienced God's overwhelming love? Do you have a time when you felt like God really showed you overwhelming love?
He loves me so much. He helped me find my best friends and stuff.
Hmm.
So he brought friends into your life?
His
and my parents. They're amazing.
And your parents. And yes. This is my son, Jack. And we're doing a Wilson Wednesday. So yeah. You're part of the Wilson family. Is there anything else you would say about God's overwhelming love?
No.
Okay. All right. I would say two things about God's overwhelming love. I would say, first and foremost, the theme is experiencing it. However, I would say that there are seasons when you could feel like you're not experiencing God's love. And in those seasons, I think it's important to go to what you do know and what you read about in Scripture about God's love.
Promises.
And so, yeah. So find promises and realize that it's not always a feeling. Love isn't always a feeling. If I'm not experiencing it, it doesn't mean it's not true. And that I would just say you go to Scripture and say, does God love me? And I see time and time again in God's word that he in fact does love me. So I would say that the idea of, well, what's the time when you've experienced it? That's important. And we hold on to those times and we actually treasure those times when we experience God's love, but it's not always experienced. But a time when I did. What do you want to do your time?
Well, I was going to say, do you think we're always experiencing God's love, but we're not always feeling God's love? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're experiencing life and you don't even realize you're experiencing life, but feeling his God's love. Times where you really felt that experience, but I don't know.
I mean, daily his provision and his care and times when in times of stress, anxiety gives you peace, you're experiencing God's grace, his mercy,
right?
And that in some ways is his love.
Yeah.
But I would say there's a time in my life when I feel like I was coming back to him. I'd spent some time away, a couple years away from him, and I began to experience this sense of like God's overwhelming love. And I knew at that time, and I know it now, but in that moment of feeling like I don't deserve all that he's given me, the peace, the time in his word, feeling like just humility or his like being humbled by him, and feeling just really getting an overwhelming sense of his love for me. And that was a moment of a time of like coming back to him when I'd been away from him for a long time and just feeling like, oh man, I really love being with the Lord and being in his word, and just very clearly feeling that.
And for me, I think the first thing that comes to mind is any time that we take communion as a church body, because when I go past the action of, you know, holding the bread in your hand and seeing the scripture and, you know, take it when everybody else takes it. But when you really stop and you really think about that broken bread representing his body and the juice representing his blood and really putting yourself in that place that the disciples were in when Jesus did that, the first communion, and realizing what he was saying and what he was doing, like almost every time, if I really think about what I'm doing and what I'm remembering, just brings me back to that remembrance of God's love is so big for me that he would send his son to die on the cross, for his body to be broken, for his blood to be spilled for us.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah. And so I would just say in whatever season you're in of life, experiencing God's blood or God's love for us is important. And remembering those moments where we experience his love for us, but also holding to the truths of Scripture that even if we're not quote unquote feeling it, the sense that, that love isn't a feeling. There is an emotion called love, but the sense of the reality is that he loves us, and we see that in his word. And thankful for those moments where he reveals that. I was just thinking too, another time that I will oftentimes get this overwhelming sense of God's love is in and through music. For whatever reason, I think God designed worship to bring you into that experience with him that is different than the teaching of his word, which is awesome, or the relationship you have with people, which is awesome. But there's times in song and in music where music does something to make you sense the, you know, the truth or the reality of who he is. And so thankful for those times too.
Another thing that I just thought of is the women's Bible study is in Micah.
Okay.
And I was reading in chapter 2 this morning where the Lord is disciplining his people because they have turned away from him, basically, and being reminded of those scriptures that the Lord disciplines those he loves. So if you are going through a season where you feel like the Lord is disciplining, like you're experiencing consequences of times turned away from him or decisions that you made that have put you in a place where you are being disciplined or you're experiencing that time, remembering that God loves, disciplines those that he loves, that he loves you so much. He loves you too much to leave you the way that you are. And so, just remembering that if you are going through that time where you just feel like God must not love me because he's letting me go through this, he's making me pay for this or that, or, you know, making me go through a difficult time, remember, like, he loves you like a good father loves his child enough to discipline. We discipline our kids because we love them, because we want them to grow into bigger human beings who live a blessed life because they obey the ways of the Lord. So that's another time you experience God's love. It doesn't feel great, but you're experiencing his love when he is disciplining you.
Sorry for the shaking of this camera as I'm holding this up. I forgot the tripod.
Oh, I should be holding up
your arm.
You
should be holding my hand so we can be together. Well, hey, we hope that that this has been a blessing for you, and we also hope that you do experience God's love. It's great to find the passage in Scripture that reminds you of his promises and his love for you. It's also great to experience his love. So let's pray for that. Lord, we just lift whoever's watching right now up to you, Lord, and we desire to experience your love and, Lord, to know you more and more. And you are the God of love. You are the one who is the originator of love. And so we want to experience that as your kids, as your children. And we want to also disperse that to other people in our lives. And so, Lord, make us good love receivers from you, and also good love dispensers to others. And Lord, I pray for anyone watching, Lord, that they would get the opportunity, that we would all get the opportunity to experience your love more and more. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, everyone. You guys.
See you next week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life